Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the I Can Do Hard Things podcast. I am your host, Haley Kemp, and today is day 21 of the 75 days of podcasting and day 44 of my current 75 hard challenge. And I say current 75 hard challenge because if you listen to the last podcast, I am starting 75 hard completely back over on March 15th. And so if you want to do that with me, I would love to have you with me and just have a little accountability group so we can all check in on each other and just, let's be honest, complain the whole way through to people who get it because let's be honest, oh my gosh, nobody understands. And that is why I really just had this on my heart today to talk about, which is the idea behind easy robs you of proud. And the biggest or the most asked question that I've gotten with the 75 hard challenge is why? Why on earth would you put yourself through something so difficult during the holidays and during New Year? And, you know, why would you not drink alcohol? And why would you not eat your favorite food? Like, why would you do 2 workouts a day, 1 outside while it's snowing, like raining, whatever it has to be? Like, why would you stay up until 11 o'clock at night to get a walk in outside? Why on earth would you do that? Like, no one's paying you. There's no challenge. There's no big prize at the end. It's not really for it's not for business or you're like, it's not really a health journey. What do you mean? Like, why would you do it? Like, you're not, the goal's not to lose weight. The goal is not to make more money. The goal is not to win a challenge. Like, why would you do that to yourself? And it's because I want to say that I did this hard thing. And that is truly what 75 Hard has taught me, which it's taught me so many things. But being able to say I walked outside in the snow, even when it was snowing, like, I did it. Like, I still, at 11 o'clock at night, I still got all my stuff done. Like, I've gotten out of bed multiple times to make sure I got my progress picture. And, like, why would you do those things? Like, why would you choose Christmas? Because that made it harder. Because Thanksgiving made it harder. Because New Year's made it harder. Because 75 Hard is literally about training yourself to put yourself in uncomfortable situations so that you can be proud of yourself at the end. And I, for one, have been somebody who has been, you know, I've been struggling my entire life to be proud of what I've done because I've always been focused on how I fail in fitness and how I fail in my nutrition. And 75 Hard has made me lock in my nutrition, which I've, you know, been years and years into locking in my fitness, but locking in nutrition has never been something that I've been able to do. And today I'm on day 44. And before this, I made it to day 25. And that is never something that I've been able to say before this challenge that I've gone 25 days without a single cheat meal. I've gone 44 days without a cheat meal through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, through New Year's. I haven't had a single drink of alcohol in 44 days through all of these holidays where everybody else was drinking and everybody else was sleeping in while I was waking up so I could get my workout in and I could get my reading done before all of the holiday craziness and travelness happened. I'm the one that has been so focused on time management and being present where my feet are that not only am I showing up for my business and for my health and for my relationship with my husband, but I'm also able to show up for my family. I'm able to show up for all of the Christmas events and I'm not ruining anything for anybody. I am in the background doing my own thing. Hey, give me 45 minutes. I'll be right back. I need to go walk. Y'all do whatever. Like, I'm not pushing it. Like, I am not pushing this on anybody. I'm not asking anybody to do it with me. Like, I just have to do these things because it is important to me. Why am I doing it? Because I want to be proud of myself. I want to be able to say at the end of the 75 days, I did that. I pushed through the hard, no matter what life threw at me, because holy moly, life is throwing like every possible thing at us. But easy robs us of proud. And whenever we go through our entire life taking the easy route, not only are we not going to end up where we want to be in life, but we're also not going to be proud. Even if you were able to just magically pop into the, you know, the career that you want and the house that you want and the finances that you want and the marriage you want, like, even if you didn't have to work for it all, if it just, you woke up one day and it was all right there, you wouldn't be proud of it. You wouldn't even know what to do with it because you didn't work your way to get there and learn how to handle it. You don't just wake up one day with all of the knowledge. You slowly but surely collect knowledge from other people. You read and learn and watch videos and talk to people and get opinions and take criticism, you know? Ask people, how could I be better? How am I, like, in your eyes, how am I showing up? Do I show up as a good friend? Do I show up as a good wife? Do I show up as a good coworker? Do I show up as a good coach? Like, whatever you do, are you showing up your best in other people's eyes? Because yes, you might think that you're doing the best that you can, but let's be honest, I have taken a lot of time to look at how I spend my time and how I can use my time very properly. And so a lot of times when I feel like I'm not getting my stuff done and I feel like I'm so busy, but I'm not getting anything done, I stop what I'm doing and take a step back and I'm like, okay, what has been keeping me busy? Okay, well, I sat here and I stressed for a little while. I sat here for 10 minutes and stressed about this instead of just taking control and doing the act, like doing whatever I needed to do. I sat here and thought about doing it and then just worried about it for 10 minutes instead of just getting it over with. Okay, well, how about instead of doing that for the second half of my day, now I'm going to kick it into gear and get it all done. And I usually do. But if I don't recognize that my brain is rolling and I'm not moving, you know, when I'm going 90 miles an hour, except my feet aren't moving, you have to stop. You have to recognize. And it's so hard, especially whenever you're like right in the middle of it, because it seems so overwhelming. But again, if you never go through that and you don't learn how to control those thoughts and figure out what works best for you, like when you're in that moment, because it's not like it's going to happen this one time and never happen again, right? So how are we going to deal with that in the future? And the more times that you train yourself that it's okay to just stop and just re-go, you know, how many times do you have to just take a step back, like when you're working out? You just need a breather. You just need 2 minutes and then you can get right back to working hard, right? Y'all, it is okay to literally shut your phone off and shut your brain off for 2 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever you need and just realign your day and realign your goals and figure out how you could be better. What's not working? Why is it not working? How can you fix it? What will work? And just fail until you succeed. You will never get to the top or get to your goals until you fail and figure out what doesn't work. Because you're never going to just be handed the answer, right? Because then you're not going to be proud of it. If it was so easy, if it was just handed to people, everybody would be successful. And then money really wouldn't have a value. And we're not going to talk about how I feel about pieces of paper being, you know, called different values. But it's true, you know, unless you work your ass off and cry about it and cuss about it and scream about it and really get frustrated to the point where you just want to throw in the towel and you're asking yourself, is this for me? Is this even the right direction? Like, is this God showing me, yes, this is where you're supposed to be going? Or is this God showing me, no, you need to kind of, you know, reevaluate? And sometimes it is really hard, but until you push through and figure out what's going to happen, most people quit whatever their goal is. They quit right after or right before that breakthrough, because it's always going to get worse before it gets better. Every time. And there's always going to be ups and there's always going to be downs. But then those ups come back and then those downs come back. So you have to learn how to enjoy the lows so that the highs are worth fighting for. Because if you focus on the low that's coming, one, you're going to manifest it. So it's going to come a lot faster and probably a lot harder because you're thinking only about what's going to happen that is bad. And then, you know, you find what you seek. So if you're only thinking about what bad thing is going to happen next, it's going to show you. Your brain is literally going to look for proof that you are right. And so if you are saying, I'm going to lose my house, I'm going to lose my job, okay, well, that is probably going to start manifesting in how you show up every single day, right? You might show up to your job late and not work as hard because you're just saying, well, I'm going to lose this job anyways. Instead of doing everything you can to not lose that job or prepare for the high. Like when you're in the high, prepare for the low. And when you're in the low, prepare for the high. Just constantly keep your eye on the next high, on the next big goal. Because yes, that low is going to come, but we are not about to manifest failure. We are going to manifest success. And that is only possible by focusing so hard on the main goal, which is a happy, balanced life. Living a healthy, physical, you know, financial, spiritual life that is balanced. You're not too focused on your job. You're not too focused on your family. You're not too focused on yourself. You're not too focused on your health. You're not too focused on your school. It all gets its place in your life and it all gets its own attention in its own proper time because we are present where our feet are. We are not thinking about other things when we should be focusing on this other. When you're doing your health, you do your health. When you're at your job, you do your job. When you're doing school, you do your school. When you're doing your relationship stuff, you do your relationship. Like, you focus where you are. Put the phone away. Put all the distractions away. And yes, that is hard, but say it with me. Easy robs you of proud. So be proud of how hard you worked this year. Be proud. You know, whenever you look up in 1 year from now, in January 2022, are your goals going to be exactly the same goals that you set in January 2021? No, they need to be bigger and better because you're gonna hit every single goal that you set in 2021. And then come December, you're going to be like, well, what the heck am I going to do now? I did everything. Like, what am I supposed to do? You keep dreaming. You keep getting bigger. You keep serving others. You keep fulfilling your purpose that God sent you here for, whatever it looks like, because we are all here for a different purpose. But if you don't fulfill your purpose, it just goes to the next person. So don't miss the opportunity because life throws us all of these different curveballs. And the second that you put your foot down and decide that, yes, I am taking this opportunity. This is mine. This is my year. Guess who's going to be coming at you? The devil. He is going to come at you so hard. He is just sitting there waiting for you to take that bait, to take that opportunity, for him to just come at you so hard. And then you push through, and then you push through, and then he keeps coming at you, and you keep pushing through. And then all of a sudden, he realizes he can't touch you because no matter what he throws at you, you're going to push through. And then all of a sudden, you hit success. You slowly and slowly and slowly trudge forward. And all of a sudden, there it is. All of your consistent hard work pays off. But you'll never get there if you quit. If you let the devil win. If you let those voices that are telling you you're not good enough, that you're not worthy, that you're never going to get there. If you let those voices win, you will never get there. You will never see your true potential because you never trusted yourself more than you trusted those lies in your head. So guys, know that God is building this crazy life for you. And all you have to do is take the opportunity whenever he gives it to you and push through the devil's resistance. Because no matter where you go in life, no matter what you do, no matter, you know, if you think you have it all figured out, those lows are going to come. And no matter if you're comparing yourself to other people and you're saying, oh my gosh, they have it so much better than me. Why? That's not fair. Like, why me, Lord? Why can't I have what they have? You're not seeing the bigger picture. You're not seeing that their low is also coming. Maybe you're in a low right now and they're in a high, but their low is coming while your high is coming. You're currently in a low and they're currently in a high, which means their low is on the way and your high is on the way. So why are you focusing on their high instead of your high? Why are you focusing on where they currently are, where their feet are, instead of where your feet are? If you're in a shitty place, make it better. I don't care if you put butterflies on the wall, paint flowers, I don't care. Like, wherever you are in your life where you're saying, this is the shittiest place I've ever been. Maybe it's in your nutrition, in your fitness, in your relationship, in your job, in your school. Like, you're hating your body. Like, you're hating your mind. Maybe your spiritual health needs work. Like, maybe you're just, you know, in this funk and you're just hating it. But it's working, right? That's why you're not changing. That's why you're not doing anything about it, because it's working. It's what you're comfortable in. And why would you do something that's hard? Why would you purposefully do something that is hard, that is going to be difficult, that is going to challenge you? And that's because after you finish 75 hard and these very, very hard things where every single day you have to do these very tedious tasks for 75 days, where after day 30, you kind of start forgetting and it's like, I mean, I've been doing it for a while now. No, 75 full days. You don't get to slack 75 full days. Well, then in your business, when you want to slack, no, you don't slack. You just get it done, even if you don't want to. Because now you have these habits. You've built this mental strength. So even when you don't want to talk out with your relationship with your husband, like maybe your husband made you really, really mad and you don't want to talk about it, but you do it anyways because you know going to sleep angry and waking up the next day still angry isn't going to serve you. It's not going to serve him. It's not going to serve the Lord. And it's not going to serve your relationship. So why would you not just push through hard and get it over with so that you can go to sleep happy, wake up happy, serve the Lord, serve your relationship, you both have a great day, and the problem's resolved. It's not going on for 2 days. Why would you leave the dishes overnight? Just get it done so you don't have to look at it in the morning and then all day long you're thinking, oh, I have to go home and I have to do those dishes before I make dinner and make more dishes. Like, just get it over with. Yes, it's going to suck in the process, but get it over with. And then you go to bed thinking, oh, I'm so glad I got that done. I don't have to worry about it in the morning. I don't have to worry about it when I get home. I can cook dinner with a clean kitchen. All of the things, like just whatever it is, whether it's working your business, working your body, working your mind, get it done anyways, no matter how you feel. Because if you constantly go through life making your decisions based on how you feel, you are never going to end up where you want to be. Because the thing about reaching goals, the thing about success, is that you have to put yourself in uncomfortable situations because you have to constantly grow, or you get the success and you fizzle out, right? You have to figure out how to manage and maintain success, how to gain and maintain that success. Because you don't just get there and stay there, right? The Kardashians didn't just have one season and boom, be famous, and then they never showed back up. They continue showing up. They continue, you know, continue maintaining that fame and staying on top of the news and staying on top of, you know, surprising people. I mean, who on earth would have expected Kim Kardashian to be a lawyer and divorcing Kanye? Like, they are, like, everybody's talking about the Kardashians for years and years because they constantly figure out how to maintain interest and maintain that success, even though they're just kind of, you know, they're just successful for kind of breathing, but you know, like, now they're constantly doing something new with makeup and models and all of these different things. They're constantly figuring out how to keep our attention. And that's the same for, you know, so many different celebrities and so many different successful people. They're not doing one thing. They have multiple different incomes. And that's not easy to manage. But guys, easy robs you of proud. So my goal for you this week and this month and this year and the rest of your life is to figure out how to push through the hard days. So that instead of saying, oh, I didn't get all my stuff done, now I have to do twice as much tomorrow, like whatever it might be, serve your future self. Always serve future you. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed this. If you like this one, please reach out to me on Instagram. I love talking to you guys. I appreciate everybody who has reached out to me so far. It just brightens my day every single time I get a message from you guys. I appreciate every single one of you. And remember, easy robs you of proud, so always look for hard.